And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this fabulous program called Talk to a Pastor. Yes, indeed, my name is Roland and I'm your host. And I welcome you to this program. It doesn't matter whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian or an atheist or whatever you might be. If somehow you love the truth deep down in your heart, then perhaps this program will be a godsend for you. Let's begin. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is not so good. You've noticed it. You've noticed that the world is not so good. People are suffering. There's not the brightness. There's not the joyfulness. There's not the happiness. There's not the optimism that there once was. There's not the optimism that there once was anymore. Of course, little children are still full of joy and so on, but for the most part, the world is not so good, ladies and gentlemen. We won't go into the ramifications of all of that or why it is so. It just is so. But the point is, what are you going to do about your life? That's the thing. What are you going to do about your life? And the answer is, depends. It all depends on whether you love the truth or not, whether you're searching for answers or not real answers. You see, never before have there been so many answers as there are today. Never before has there been so much. So much on the internet, so many library resources, so many so many help resources, so many government agencies, so many books to buy and ebooks, and so much information out there. And it's nice that there is so much information, but when it comes to the important things of life, ladies and gentlemen, you have to be really astute. You have to be really astute, and you have to search with all your heart to find it, because it's there. But if you settle for the pablum, if you settle for the dumbed down, for the stuff, if you settle for basically what you get when you read an article somewhere, when you go to a class somewhere, if you settle for that, then you're never going to find the secret to life. Now let's talk about the secret to life, shall we? Yes, there is such a thing. And yes, there is a tree of life. There is a tree of life. But like I said, you have to look in the right place. That's the secret to finding it. You know, did you ever, when you were a little child, play hide? Well, not so much hide and seek, but like an Easter egg hunt or something. You know, you were looking for something and it was hidden. Somebody hid it and you had to go find it. You wouldn't find it until you looked in the right place. Now, sometimes somebody gave you some help. They said, getting warmer, 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 hot, colder, 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 warmer, warmer, hot, 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 and then you'd find it. Well, that's what I'm here for. So if you go to your college class, you know, if you go to your college class or some big organization of some sort, I don't care what it might be, some big charity organization or some big religious organization or whatever. See? I'm going to say colder, 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 freezing, freezing. See? But if you look, if you put all of that aside for the moment and start looking in your heart, then I'll say warmer, warmer, warmer. And maybe one day you'll find the answer. My name is Roland. I shall be right back. Would you like
like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. My name is Roland, and I welcome you to this program. Hello, all of you, all around the world, wherever you might be, and especially those of you in the Southern California area. Those you folks down there in San Bernardino and Palm Desert and Palm Springs and Los Angeles and all those kind of places. I welcome you. I welcome you. And please listen in, because I'll have some important information for you. Now, what is your problem right now? Well, first of all, you look to the experts. You look to the experts to answer your questions for you. You begin to rely upon them. And yes, of course, when it comes to fixing the transmission in your car or fixing, you break a finger, you go to have it set, or you need some work done on your, on your teeth, then, they're very good. Technically, they're quite good. But, or you need someone to install a garbage disposal for you. But when it comes to the important things of life, when it comes to your soul and to relationships with your loved ones, see, they are woefully ignorant, because they also look to, the hand of man is in everything. The hand of man. What you need is the hand of God. You need the hand of God. But how are you going to find God? You're not some middleman. Look, have you ever heard these beautiful stories of a daughter and her father, or a son and his father, who were separated somehow when the child was little, through something awful happening, some war or something, and they were separated. And then the daughter began to look for her father. And she searched and searched and searched. And perhaps she found her father, maybe 20, 30 years later, 40 years later. But when she found her father, it was the most wonderful thing. And when she found her father, it was her father. See, it's not enough for some middleman to tell you about your father. It's not enough to find some middleman, see, to pat you on the back and tell you what you want to hear, because it's not the real thing. You want the real thing. You want to find your father. So all over the place we have all these middlemen, and the worst part is you have people today who know nothing. People who know nothing, who somehow get to positions where they advise other people, or it's just amazing to me how many people, when you go on the internet or you go to some, just anywhere, you have people there that know nothing, and there they are claiming to be experts. It just astonishes me. Well, the point is, if you want to find, how are you going to solve the problems of your life? Well, you got to find God. It's that simple. But see, now here's where the problem comes in, because now you have all these churches. You have all these churches, and all these
different paths and different faiths, and all of them, each one of them claims to have the right way. Well, Christ warned us about the Pharisees, didn't he? He said he warned us of the leaven of the Pharisees, the leaven of the religious experts, the leaven of the intellectuals, see, who lay burdens upon people. See, he warned us about them. And so you want to find the Father? Well, you have to find the Father. See, you got to find the Father. Well, fortunately, there was and there is one middleman. There's one middleman that will connect you to the Father. Okay, well, that's good. So how are you going to find him? How are you going to find him? Well, the answer is that you have to search with all your heart. See, that's the beautiful part. The beautiful part is that you have to search sincerely. You see, God is so remarkable. He is absolutely so remarkable when you look at nature, when you look at mathematics, when you look at all these beautiful creations that he has made, and when you look at people created in the image and likeness of God. You get a tiny, tiny, tiny infinitesimal inkling of just how magnificent, how marvelous he is. But he is so wonderful. He is so wonderful that he loves, you know, like a little child. You know how a little child loves what is true and loves what is good? See, well, he loves those things too. He loves what is good, and he loves what is pure, and he loves what is sweet. So never mind all the phonies out there. Never mind all the hateful people and all the big mouths and all the liars and all the hypocrites and all the people that act wonderful and, like, you know, how you doing, how's it going? Oh, they act so nice, so nice. But inside they're corrupt and phony. Phony! But never mind them. See, the problem is, let's say you love what is good and true, and you are looking for the Father you've never known. Okay? Well, what has gone wrong? Why have you gotten so far away from him? Well, I can tell you exactly. Number one, resenting other people. See? You resent other people and judge other people. That's the problem. Resentment. See, resentment separates you from love. It separates you from your ground of being, and thereby it also separates you from God and makes you feel empty. Empty! And when you feel empty and you haven't found God, then you look to other people. You look to them for love, and then their love betrays you, and then you resent them even more. See how that works? You're just going to have to find a way to not resent other people. Just let the resentment go. I'll be right back. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the program. And so, how are you going to find the secret to life? How are you going to find the love you've been looking for all your life? How are you going to find the Father you've never known? I'll give you the first secret, and that is to not hate other people. Don't resent other people anymore. Would you please forgive them? Forgive your Father. Forgive your Father. The world was too much for him. He never found his way. Maybe now that you're older and you've suffered, you're suffering. Or maybe now you can have compassion on your poor old man. He was suffering too. He never found the way either. See, and have compassion upon your poor old mom. Nobody ever had the right kind of love for her. See, she looked to men and they failed her, and so she may have become unhappy, she may have become bitter. Many things happen, but the point is, just don't them anymore. That's the secret. So number one, don't resent other people and don't judge them. Yes, they don't have love. There is no love out. They're not going to find it. Well, there is love, but you're not going to find it. See, because you look to other people. You look to other people to do for you something that God should do for you. And so they fail you. They're bound to fail you. See, they just don't have it. I never forget, many, many years ago, maybe 20 years ago, nice lady used to listen to my program when I was on KEST in San Francisco. You know, I got more response from KEST than I have from any other station. Personal growth is what it was, personal growth. See, a lot of people listened in there, New Age and what have you. I don't think there were many Christians listening in, but, you know, these were searching people. They were searching. See, and they were glad to hear my program. But anyway, it was a very nice lady, and she resented her husband. So I asked her, well, what was wrong with him? Was he a terrible person? No. Was he a good provider? Yes. Did he drink or smoke or anything? No. Was he out womanizing? No. Was he home all the time? Yes. But she resented him. And I said, you resent him because he doesn't have a special kind of love for you. She said, that's right. And I said, he doesn't have it. He hasn't found it, and he cannot give you what he doesn't have himself. He cannot give you what he doesn't have. And for her, that was a eureka moment, the light bulb moment. She suddenly realized that she's been resenting him because he didn't have it. And when she stopped resenting him, lo and behold, her heart opened up. And then she was able to receive love from God, you see. That's the secret. That's what you need love from. You need God's love. You need God's love. Remember Jesus? Remember how people loved him? Some of the ladies there, they loved him. He loved him because he didn't use them. He didn't abuse. He was the first man that ever truly loved them for themselves. You see? Not as an object of use. To either look for, to be for party time or for pleasure, or to be a mother to him, or then to resent her for her when she becomes older and a nag and what have you. He didn't resent them. He didn't use them. He didn't want anything from them. And they loved him. See, they saw the love coming through him. See? And so when they loved him, well, if they saw there was one man who was not a user or an abuser, if there was one man who had love, that's enough. See, all you have to do is then you know that love exists. See, the problem is you've all over and you've looked for love, and every time, see, and the trouble is you become so needy that it tempts others to take advantage, or it tempts others to reject you. If you're too needy, then they can sense it and they want to run. See how that works? So now, what you need to do now is just let your hair down a little bit and go about your life. Go through life like a tourist, just like you were a tourist. Never mind all the people and all their betrayals and everything they've done to you and all the things that have gone wrong. Just never mind all of it for the time being, and don't resent your symptoms. Just go through life like a little child, like you were a tourist on vacation, and just observe people. Just observe things. See, don't judge them. Don't put a name on. Don't say he's good and she's no good and this is bad and this is good. Just observe. Wordlessly observe things. Get the little meditation that I have. I have a 5-minute meditation. It's free. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful little meditation. And if you like it, then try my four-part meditation. Get some of my books. Just take some time to unwind. Take some time to unwind and get to know yourself. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Yes, indeed. My name is Roland. I hope you're enjoying this program. So you see, if there was ever a time in your life when you were optimistic and happy-go-lucky, see, perhaps you were when you were young, when you were a teen or a little child, but people robbed you of, but you got robbed of it. Robbed of it in, first of all, because you resented other people. You resented them when there was cruelty and phoniness and so on, especially if there were some in your own home. So you resented other people, and you became full of hate and anger. See, resentment, hate, anger, they're all the same thing. Well, you're full of hate, full of anger, full of judgment. Well, that ruins everything. Resentment ruins everything. Okay? Resentment ruins everything. So you have to let go of resentment. Everybody that you pass in the world, just see that 99.9% of them. I'm sorry to say, I know that this is a hard teaching, but the vast majority of them are lost sheep. They think they found something. They think they found the answer, but they haven't really. They haven't really. And so, so there you are. So they don't have love. They don't have the connection. They don't have the inner connection with the Father. It's missing. And so they don't have it. And so they're bound to betray you. See? They're bound to. They can't help it. See? It's just like a man should look to God. A real man is like George Washington. He's on his knees. Remember that beautiful picture of George Washington, that painting of him at Valley Forge, on his knees in the snow. See, a real man is on his knees before God. Out in the world, he's not a wimp. See, he's not a victim anymore. He's not a wimp and he's not a victim. He has courage. He has honor. He has virtue. He has patience. He has long-suffering. He has compassion. He has all the beautiful virtues. See? So he's a very noble knight. He's like a noble knight of the round table, a noble knight, see? But before his creator, he's on his knees. Like the original Robin Hood movie. Remember the original Robin Hood movie with Errol Flynn? He was a real man, Robin Hood was. But when he found the real king, he got on his knees and said, "My Lord, I'll be right back." Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T TRUJILLO. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Well, you better listen to this program again if you could. Go to my archives. Go to talktoapastor.org, talktoapastor.org. Or you can also go to commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots and lots of self-help resources there, the archives of these programs to listen to, and books. Books, books, books. I've written 16 of them. And, of course, the meditations to help you get in touch with your inner ground of good again. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.